Houston Rockets 2022 exit interviews for Jalen Green, KJ Martin, and Usman Garuba. Takeaways from each of their final media availability sessions, as well as a big question for each of those guys moving forward as we navigate into the Houston Rockets 2022 offseason, coming up right here at Locked On Rockets.
This is Mission Control, Houston.
Ignition sequence start.
With the second pick in the 2021 NBA Draft, the Houston Rockets select Jalen Green.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep getting better every day. I'm going to keep perfecting my craft. And every time I step on that floor, I'm coming.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up and welcome to another edition of Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast, home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. As always, I'm your host, Jackson Gatlin, native Houstonian, also host of Locked On NBA Mondays and the founder of ClutchCityControlRoom.com. Be sure to follow along on Twitter at JT Gatlin, the show, of course, at Locked On Rockets, as well as at ClutchCityCR. In today's show, we're going to run back the final exit interviews for Jalen Green, KJ Martin, and Usman Garuba. Then we'll talk about some of the key takeaways from what those three guys had to say, as well as a big question for each of those guys moving into this offseason. So let's go ahead and dive in with Jalen Green.
Me too. I got some film blueprint from my coaches and them right now, so it's going to start as soon as I get home. They're going to sit on the slide. So, yeah.
How beneficial do you think it's going to be to your development this offseason that you and all the other young guys got to kind of grow at the same pace collectively this season?
I think it's going to be, you said how it's going to be beneficial.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be super beneficial because we all learned in the same season what to do, what not to do, how to score, how to play defense, be in the right spots, and that we can take all that knowledge that we learned this year going into next year, and it's going to start training camp and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be super beneficial.
Jalen, what's the challenge of not getting ahead of yourselves, because you know that the potential is what you guys have here, especially the last couple of weeks you guys have really showed it. To take every moment day by day, to kind of keep learning and trusting in the system that you've got to
learn. I think that's the biggest thing with us is we don't really get too high on ourselves. We know how much talent we have, but at the end of the day, we try to be great. We try to win a championship, try to carry a legacy here. So at the end of the day, we know we got to put that work in. We got to lock in to what coach is telling us, stay together, and just build like day by day, like you said.
What would it mean to you to be named first team all rookie?
It would mean a lot. That made me very happy. So that the work was working, and how much I've improved since beginning to end.
Was there anything about this season that surprised you, or maybe you didn't expect, that you learned or were caught off guard by?
Not really. Obviously, we didn't have the season that we wanted. We obviously wanted more than 20 games. But I mean, this is the NBA. This is the best league. So it just shows what we got to do for next year.
I'm sure there were a lot of people that helped you this year, but if you could name one person that was kind of your right-hand man or woman throughout the year, who was the most important person to you?
I'm not gonna pick anybody, but I'm gonna say everyone here at the Rockets facility, training staff, the media people, everyone here helped me in many ways, whether it's being there to help take care of my body, help me learn the game, or just be someone I could talk to. I think I look at everyone here as family.
What was it like watching Alperen from when you first saw him to now?
he came in super skilled, super talented, and made loud noise from the beginning. I'm just glad his English got better, because now I can have a regular conversation with him. So, I'm not surprised by Alperen at all. He's a great player.
When you look at this team to the next step, to where 20 wins isn't acceptable, to where you win the way you want to?
I think everyone just be on the same page. I feel like everyone wasn't on the same page, let things affect us in ways that we couldn't come out and play the game that we wanted. So I think just being locked in, both sides, offense, defense, and having one goal.
Even without a lot of wins this year, do you think you and your teammates know or have learned what it takes to win?
Yeah, because we had those games where we come close to winning against one of the top teams in the NBA. And we beat one of the top teams in the NBA. So we've had those little glimpses of that we can do it. But as soon as we had that next game back-to-back, we didn't take that L. So, I mean, we just kind of put it all together, whether to carry out winning streaks or just maintaining it.
When you look ahead to...
Can you talk about your body, what you have to do to improve, or what you know you need to do over the next few months?
I think just getting stronger, building my legs up. You know, I had those hamstring problems mid-season. Just putting on some muscle and just staying in recovery. What do you have?
Talked about not being on the same page at points. How did y'all work around that? Did y'all resolve that? And how much did y'all get better from that?
I think we got a lot better. Obviously, we didn't win any games on this last stretch, but you've seen where our heart was at and how we approached every game for these last 7, 8 games or whatever it was. I think we learned a lot from it.
When you look ahead to the draft and free agency, is there any particular piece in terms of a type of talent that you're looking for this team, or is it just best player available?
I'm going to leave that up to the coaches and the people at the top.
What was the main message that they had for you in your conversations upstairs just now?
Say it again?
What was the main message that they had for you in the conversation upstairs just now?
Just what I could do to be better. Different ways I could impact the game, whether it's defensive rebounding, getting steals, just using my athleticism.
What does it mean to finally shed that rookie title and become a veteran and be able to help this next set of guys that's going to come in here?
I think it's lit. I kind of looked at myself as I didn't really look at myself as a rookie. I feel like me going to the D League kind of put me in like a sophomore class, but it's gonna be lit. Just having the young boys underneath me, being able to teach them what I learned, what not to do. It's gonna be fun.
Sure. What do you think was the most challenging?
One guy, one at a time.
So if you get all rookie, you'll give it back.
Say it again.
So if you get all rookie, you'll give it back since you think you're a sophomore.
Since I get all rookie, I give it back.
Since you said you kind of consider yourself a sophomore,
yeah.
If you named all rookie, would you just give it back?
No.
Hey, Jalen. How much do you feel that 1 year in the G League did help you throughout your rookie season, even though it was kind of short?
I think it was just building habits and building a routine. I feel like I picked that up when I was in the G League, and I was able to pick up on a routine and carry it through here. So, yeah.
What do you
I feel like that's what helped me most.
John, I apologize if you've been asked this already, but what would making the first team all rookie team mean to you, and why do you feel like you deserve it?
I think it would mean a lot, and just because I feel like I work hard.
Coming up, we'll get to KJ Martin and Usman Garuba, their final media availability for the 2022 season. But first, a quick message from our friends over at Shady Rays. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that gives you the features of $200 sunglasses for just a fraction of the price. That means polarized lenses, well-constructed, durable frames, and premium high-end finishes. Also, something you won't find anywhere else is Shady Rays' insane protection program. Shady Rays includes lost and broken protection on every single pair. They will send you a brand new pair if you lose them, no matter what happened. Give them a try, and if you don't love them, you'll pay nothing. It's as simple as that. Plus, 10 meals are donated to fight hunger in America when you shop with Shady Rays. Exclusively for our listeners, head to ShadyRays.com and use code LOCKEDON to get 50% off 2 or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. That's code LOCKEDON for their best deal of the season. 50% off 2 or more pairs of Shady Rays sunglasses, backed by over 150,000 verified 5-star reviews. And continuing on here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast, home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. As we continue our exit interview series for the season, let's go ahead and dive into KJ Martin.
It's been a constant build for you year after year. Going into the summer, what
What are some of the areas that you continue to improve?
Just defensively, you know what I'm saying, being an anchor. Obviously, you have guys who can score the team and everything. So, on defense, is being a guy that everyone can rely on to get stops. So,
okay, what's the difference in you now from when we saw you working out last summer before your first year?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a whole year, so I mean, I learned a lot in my first like full season I really played. So just learning and playing, I think that was the biggest thing for me. Like, I learned quick, so just playing out there and competing with my teammates every single day and just day by day growing.
Anything about what you did to surprise you at all?
Not really. Like, I mean, a lot of things that I did I was supposed to do. Like, it took time, obviously, for me to learn, but everything I do is what Coach Silas and, you know, everyone else asked for me, so I just went there and do it every night.
Where do you feel you've improved the most as the season has gone along?
Probably on-ball defense. I mean, I feel like I improved a lot, obviously, consistently shooting. That's been a big thing also, just staying in the gym and being as consistent as possible.
Is that something that you want to work on, or the coaches talk to you about becoming a better three-point shooter? Your shooting improved after the All-Star break.
For sure. They said it, and that's a goal of mine also. So going into this offseason also, just, you know what I'm saying, still shoot, get it more consistent, and stay sharp.
Knowing that the majority of these guys are going to be back with you next year, you know the majority of your team as compared to last year, does that make a difference in how you approach the offseason?
For sure. Like, this will be my third year playing with a lot of these guys, so that helps a lot. We have a great bond off the court and kind of have a feel for how each other play now. So in the summertime, we're just going to go in and, you know what I'm saying, continue to work together and get ready for next season.
Yeah, are you going to spend most of your time working out with your other teammates? You have other guys around the league that you like to work?
I have a trainer, Rico Hines, who I work out with for like the past 4 years. So he bring other guys, you know what I'm saying, from different teams to work out. But I'll be back and forth from LA here.
What do you talk about with your young teammates about getting this thing to where you want it to be, kind of going through the growing steps and the tough steps now, and then all being together perhaps when you reach the level you'd like to reach?
I mean, it takes time. Like, it takes time. Like, there's no team who just, you know what I'm saying, young team that came around and just won a championship just like that. So you just kind of have to stay focused. Obviously, day by day, work on your game and everything. But at the same time, you still got to have fun with it. Like, that's the biggest thing. You got to go out and have fun and compete your hardest. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, after a while, the outcome will come that you want to get.
Your coaching staff and obviously your teammates, especially your point guards, obviously recognize some of the things you can do well. Are you excited for the future of literally running with these guys?
For sure. It's fun. Obviously, it's fun playing with them. But me and KPJ, it's going to be our third year together. So I was playing in the G League and then coming back last season and then playing this full season and everything. We kind of really understand each other's game and know where each other going to be at and everything. And Jalen, I've known him for a couple years now. We played, me, him, and Josh Rice had a Nike Top 100 camp together, which is crazy. So we all played with each other before. We all have a feel for each other, and it makes the game way easier.
Do you feel like you're starting to establish yourself for your own identity as KJ Martin instead of always being having your dad reference to
for sure.
That's going to do it for KJ Martin. Up next, we've got Usman Garuba.
Usman, what have you learned about yourself just over the course of this season?
I learned a lot of things my first year in the NBA. I learned how is it work here. Everything is different here compared with Europe. I learned a lot of things.
How important is the summer going to be for you?
Can you get closer to the mic?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
How important is the summer going to be for you because you missed so much time this year with injury, just having to get your recovery and get back on the road?
Yeah, this summer is going to be very important for me. Got a lot of work to do. I'll be trying to be in my best shape for the next year. We work out a lot here. We spend a lot of time in the summer here. And it's a very, very important summer for me.
What do you plan to focus on the most this summer?
A little bit of everything, you know. For me, one thing that is very important for me is working with my teammates, you know, be able to play with them 3-on-3, 2-on-2, knowing them more. be more with them in the court and all that. That's very important for me.
Yeah, where's your comfort level? You only got limited playing time kind of with everyone at these last couple of weeks. What's your comfort level like with all your teammates right now?
I don't know. I think you know, playing the end of the year has been good for me, you know. Especially being alone, being out so many, so much time, and I don't know, that's it.
Would you like to play Summer League again?
Yeah, for sure. We'd love to play Summer League. I'm going to play Summer League next year, 100%. Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Are you now, I mean, when you played late in the year, just at center, is that your position throughout your career, do you think? Or do you think that it's too, how do you feel about that?
I think, I would say in Europe, I was playing occasionally the center position, but my main position has always been the four, the power forward position, and it's hard to adjust, but I think I can play as a center.
Coming up, a big question for each of Jalen Green, KJ Martin, and Usman Garuba moving forward, as well as takeaways from their final media availability session for 2022. But first, a quick message from our friends over at Athletic Greens. So what is Athletic Greens, right? What is AG1? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all the things that matter. Here's the thing, right? Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with high quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. AG1 is a small micro habit with a huge benefit. It's one thing that you can do every single day to take great care of yourself, to reinvest in your body. Cost you less than $3 a day. It's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. You're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews recommended by professional athletes, trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Michael Gervais. So, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your very first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NBA network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/NBA network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And another message from our friends over at Built Bar, because when it comes to protein bars, if you haven't checked out Built Bar yet, what are you doing? They are the best protein bar on the market. So many amazing flavors to choose from. You got raspberry, strawberry, cookies and cream, coconut brownie chunk, which is my personal favorite, mint brownie, peanut butter, salted caramel. I can just keep going on and on and on. Every single bar is coated in 100% delicious chocolate. They're not gritty or chalky like other protein bars on the market. Every bar is low-cal, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber. Amazing if you're on a keto diet. Amazing if you're trying to cut back a little bit, lose a little bit of weight. You can check them out. Just go to built.com and use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off your very next order of the best-tasting protein bars on the market. Again, that's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. And final segment here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast, home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. Now let's dive into what these three guys had to say: Jalen Green, KJ Martin, Usman Garuba. Let's start with Jalen Green, the man, you know, the future superstar, the legend in the making himself, who just won Rookie of the Month for March and April to close out the season. The first Rockets rookie to win the award since Louis Scola won a Rookie of the Month award back during his rookie year season. Now, and that's a little bit different, right? Because Scola was, you know, basically a seasoned vet by the time he was a rookie, even more so than Jayshon Tate is. Now, with Jalen Green, first takeaway here from what he said in his media availability, the message that really stands out is there was a point where he said that, you know, we couldn't really achieve what we wanted to achieve because we didn't have everybody like on the same page. You know, we needed everybody like locked in, offense, defense, all that stuff. And so I do wonder if these are some subtle shots at other, you know, people on the roster, maybe some of the veterans on the roster. I'm not going to, you know, come out here and name names. You can try to infer what you will from, no. I mean, I think if he's taking shots at anybody, it's probably Christian Wood. I guess it's the only guy that makes sense as far as like, you know, what they were trying to accomplish, what they couldn't accomplish, being locked in on offense and defense, like all of that, right? Those are definitely shots at Christian Wood. So I found that kind of interesting from Jalen's media availability. Now, the rest of it just kind of seems, you know, just normal stuff, you know, things that he, you know, challenges that he faced, you know, how he thought the rookie year kind of went, all of that. But to me, the big question for Jalen, you know, going into this offseason is, it's kind of a broad question, but it's just, how good can he get over the summer? How much better can he get? Because Jalen has already shown the ability from the start of his rookie season to where he finished to improve throughout a season, right? So how much of a jump can he take this offseason, right? That's going to be the really big question. And kind of a subset question from that is just, is he going to be able to effectively add some muscle to his frame? He mentioned that that was an area of focus for him, is that he's going to be trying to work on his body. All of that absolutely makes sense. So with that, can he effectively add, you know, 10, maybe 15 pounds of muscle to his frame over the summer? Because that would make a world of difference when he's driving to the bucket, when he's trying to, you know, complete shots through contact, all these different things. But it really is just, it really does just boil down to, how much better can Jalen Green get this summer? We see a lot of rookie players with the talent level that Jalen Green has, they take a step up, they take a leap from their rookie to sophomore year. And then we see a lot of players in this same, you know, air of, you know, talent take another leap from their sophomore to their junior year seasons. So depending on how big of a jump Jalen Green is poised to take this next season, that kind of, I mean, he's going to be the face of the Rockets for years to come, right? He's going to be, he is the franchise cornerstone. He's the guy you're building around. And depending on how big of a jump he takes is kind of directly correlates to how well the Rockets may or may not play next season, right? If Jalen comes out of the gate and he's, you know, averaging 20 to 25 a game on, you know, solid efficiency, and he's, you know, kind of ironed out the, you know, consistency aspect of his game, he's putting up numbers on a nightly basis, if he's elevating the play of his teammates as well as himself suddenly in his sophomore season, then the Rockets very well could be fighting for a play-in spot next season if he's like the tip of the spear and putting up a consistent 20 to 25 a night if they have, you know, the right pieces around them. I'm expecting them to not, you know, to still be kind of young, to still make mistakes here and there. But I think the trend should be moving upwards next season, and a big part of that's going to depend on Jalen Green. Now with KJ Martin, the big question for him moving forward is he going to be vying for a starter spot next season? Like, that is the ultimate question for him, right? He started this year on the bench, buried behind some of the veterans on the roster, which shouldn't have ever happened, in my opinion. And then as he started to get more and more playing time, he really flourished and showed exactly what he brings to the table. And at this point, KJ Martin looks to be a better fit alongside Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr., a better fit in that starting lineup than Jayshon Tate does for this Rockets team, just with everything that he provides. He stays in his lane. He does what he does well. He provides the vertical spacing. His shooting has been better than Jayshon Tate's, all of it, right? And so the real question is he going to be vying for a starter spot next season, right? That kind of obviously depends on what happens with Christian Wood, what happens in the draft, who the Rockets take with their draft pick, or if they don't take anybody with their draft pick. Just quoting Rafael Stone here, and we'll get to his exit interview stuff as well in a later episode. But with KJ, right, like, he has the talent level to be a starter for this Rockets team, and he has all the tools to match what Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr. and Steven Silas want to be able to do, which is get out and run, play with a lot of pace, and really thrive in transition, leveraging his athleticism for those easy opportunities in transition, right? Think of all the different moments throughout the season that we saw Showtime, KJ Martin, and the Rockets, you know, getting out in transition and getting those easy buckets, those highlight reel level plays. So for KJ, is he going to be vying for a starter spot next season? And if he's not, kind of what's the next step in his development to kind of get him to the place where he can be a starter? I think he's, you know, dramatically improved across the board. When you look at just how much he's grown as a defender, I asked him about his on-ball defense. He felt like he's gotten better. Or I asked him about just where he thought he grew the most. He mentioned his on-ball defense, which is absolutely an area that he's gotten better in. Looks more fluid, you know, attacking off the catch, all these different areas of his game that he's just slowly getting better at. And when you've got a guy that's like a freak athlete like him and has shown an ability to like work on his shooting form and get to a point where his three-point shot is relatively consistent, I mean, he's got all the skills in the world to be a really premier, like, 3-and-D wing in today's NBA. A good slasher, a good finisher, all these different things. Good weak side, weak side shot blocker, all these different areas with KJ Martin. So I think that's the number one question for him is, you know, what little dominoes have to fall into place for KJ to be in the running for a starting spot next season, possibly, right, alongside Alper and Şengün, maybe also starting alongside one of the draft picks from this year's draft, be it Jabari Smith or Chet Holmgren or Paolo Banchero, right? That'd be a really young, exciting front court. Any one of those three names alongside KJ Martin and Alper and Şengün for the next, you know, handful of years or even just to start next season, that would be an incredibly young, exciting, potent front court to toy around with for the foreseeable future. And lastly here, we got Usman Garuba, who, before I get to his big question, right, is, you know, he came out and straight up said, I'm playing Summer League. Like, he was like, I want Summer League. I want to get more reps with this team. And that's, like, the most important part to him, right, is getting actual reps on the floor with his teammates, right? He mentioned 5-on-5, 3-on-3, like doing whatever he can to get in the gym this summer and establish that chemistry with his teammates. You can maybe make the argument that the Rockets may have fumbled his rookie year a little bit, right? Unfortunately, he was always going to be the project big behind Alper and Şengün, right? Alper and Şengün was definitely ahead of Usman Garuba in the pecking order, but they also had Christian Wood and Daniel Theis that they were running at the 4-5 spot this season. So it was never like a super realistic possibility for Usman Garuba to get any consistent burn with the team, which is why his trip down to RGV alongside Josh was pretty helpful, but then hurt his wrist, was out for almost 2 months with that. And then even by the time he came back, the Rockets were still running Christian Wood and Alper and Şengün for extended stretches. And he missed a couple of the opportunities where Christian Wood missed some games where he could have played some extended minutes, didn't get that opportunity, did get the chance at the end of the season to kind of showcase himself a little bit, get some run in the final little, you know, 5-7 game stretch to close out the season, basically ever since they shut down Christian Wood. And that was a good opportunity for him to grow and kind of develop some of that chemistry with his teammates. And we saw some flashes of what he can do, right? Very, very capable defender, great defensive instincts, solid rebounder, all these different areas that we kind of knew that he would be successful in, we got to actually see, right? We saw some impressive blocks from him, all this different stuff. So the question that I have for Usman Garuba is, has he shown enough in, you know, with what he did at RGV, with the tail end stretch of this past season, all that, has he shown enough to be moved from project to rotation piece next season, right? Is he going to come out of the gate with the expectation being that he'll be in the Rockets rotation in some capacity, right? It doesn't have to be 20 plus minutes a night. It doesn't have to be he's the first, you know, big man substitution off the bench, but has he shown enough to where he will consistently be on the Rockets bench getting minutes on a nightly basis, even if it's just 10 to 12 minutes a night, right? But has he shown enough to be moved from that project player category into this next category of actual rotation piece that the Rockets are going to kind of lean on this next season? I think he has, personally. Like, that is a big question, but that is a big question for him moving forward. And I do like the attitude, the mentality out of him that he wants to redo Summer League. He wants to go back out there, have another chance to play with the young guys, anybody else on this current squad that wants to run it back and do Summer League a second time, all of that. I think that's huge for him. It's going to do well to kind of, again, showcase what he's working on this summer. And the biggest area for him, right, of growth, aside from just the biggest question for him moving forward, is how, you know, what more can he do to polish up his offensive game, right? Because he needs to be able to roll hard. He needs to be able to finish at the rim. He needs to be able to make good decisions as a role man for the Rockets, right? Because we didn't really see that a lot this season, right? The Rockets never really had a true, like, above the rim, you know, vertical spacing, like lob threat role man. And I think Usman Garuba can be that to an extent. Maybe not necessarily, you know, a true, like, elite vertical spacer. And the, you know, whether or not he's actually the 4 or the 5 moving forward, obviously the 4 and 5 are kind of interchangeable at the NBA level. But that's a good question as well too, right? Because if he can kind of polish up his, you know, outside shooting a little bit, then maybe you can conceivably run Usman at the four alongside an Alperen Şengün, or if he's still here, alongside a Christian Wood, right? And he's not just locked into having to play the five spot, because defensively he can absolutely keep up with some wings at the NBA level. There's no question about that. We've seen him do that. So a lot of questions surrounding Usman Garuba, but that's my big one, my big question for Usman Garuba moving forward is, has he shown enough this season, and especially this little tail end stretch where he finally started to get some more run, has he shown enough to be moved from the project player category into a rotational piece of the roster this upcoming season? But with that, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Exit Interviews, the Exit Interview series we're running to round out the Rockets season. If you haven't done so yet, please consider subscribing wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Google, the brand new Odyssey app, free and available on all platforms. Also, be sure to check out the show on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, search Locked On Rockets, like, comment, subscribe, all of that. How do you feel about Jalen Green, KJ Martin, and Usman Garuba heading into this Rockets offseason? How do you feel about the big questions regarding those three moving forward? Let me know in the YouTube comments. I do read each and every one of those every single day. But as always, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. And we look forward to having you back right here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball.